Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better.
Ah, life. You know, from the first chapter of Genesis to the last chapter of Revelation, it has some 870 plus mentions, depending on the version. In the Old Testament, it is primarily an adjective used to describe something, while in the New Testament, it is one of two feminine nouns used to identify either the physical or spiritual eternal life. But in both Testaments, life is coupled together with various sources to show that it is multifaceted in its character. And since it is utmost importance to us, I'm going to examine these sources and what they say about the spiritual or eternal quality of life. And then we'll consider the ultimate nature or source of life. Genesis 2:7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being," or living soul. Man was created, not evolved, from the earth, the dust of the ground. First, God shaped the body, and while it was still lifeless, he breathed into it the breath of life. The word for breath is also translated spirit or inspiration. Thus, the dust was enlivened by the spirit, and man became a living being or soul. So here, at the beginning, life for mankind came from the breath or spirit of God. And it should be noted that this life is the connection with God. Okay, next, Genesis 2:9 says, "And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Even in the beginning, there was a distinction between life and eternal life, which was available via the tree of life. You could see Genesis 3:22. We're going to mention that in a second. And it was always a choice. There was or is more to life than just living. It's important for us to note that before the disastrous, say, serpent event, in which Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you know what? They never ate of the tree of life. We know that because when they were evicted from the garden, God specifically barred them from that tree. He said in Genesis 3:22, "Lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." So in their state of sinless innocence, they could have eaten from it and lived forever, joyful and in God's presence. But Adam's sin of willful rebellion cost us all. And in mercy, God did not allow them afterwards to eat of the tree of life and live forever in the state of being dead, disconnected from the Lord. So from the beginning, man knew life and death, but never the quality of eternal life. How appropriate it is that another tree would present to mankind both death and life. Again, a choice. The cross of Calvary. Acts 5:30 says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree." That's what Peter said to the chief priests. Unlike the Garden of Eden, all men may freely approach this tree of life and choose to accept its fruit, eternal life. And that choice, it just takes faith. Okay, next, out of Psalm 16:11, we see, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Yes, there is a path of life, most accurately, a way of life. And that way is a person, Christ. Out of John 14, we read, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So that path, or way, is not a road that you follow to a destination. It is a person who is himself the one through whom you come to God. It's not his introduction to the Father you need. It's him. You must be in him and he in you. Like John 14, 20, it says, at that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me, and I in you. Wow, wonderful. The way is the source of life, eternal life, for the way reconnects you to the Godhead. John 17, 3 said, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And 1 John 5, 20 says, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Wow. Well, next, in Psalms 36, 9, we read, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. You know, life, this kind of life, it's not sedate. A fountain is a springing forth, which reminds us of Jesus' own words, which he said in John 4:14, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Life that comes from the fountain that Jesus plants in us springs forth. It erupts from the Spirit of God within us. Note that both here and in heaven, Jesus gives it to those of us who thirst for it freely. Revelation 21, 6 says, and he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. And next we read out of John 6:35, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Yeah, Jesus is life. He gives life, and he sustains life forever. In him there is no lack, no need, no hunger or thirst. And next, we read in John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus knew who he was and is. He completely understood what he offered to mankind. It was in him life. And for us, it was unlike any radiance we knew. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Well, next we read in James 1:12, yes, he is life, he gives life, he sustains life, and he rewards life. It says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Wow, that's a great promise. And next, it says in Revelation 3:5, that finally there is a record in heaven of those who have this life. "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." So, friends, this is life. It comes from the Spirit, the tree, or the cross, the way, the fountain, the bread, the light, and the crown. But ultimately, it's Jesus. It's all Jesus. Romans 8:2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." I hope that all of you are living in his light.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.